A couple of weeks ago, something kind of strange happened on Mitch McConnell's YouTube channel. Mitch McConnell is from Kentucky. He's the most powerful Republican in the Senate, and this year he's up for re-election. So recently, his campaign's YouTube channel released 2 minutes and 22 seconds of footage of McConnell just doing stuff. There is music, but no narration, no message, just McConnell sitting with his wife, shaking hands with voters, writing something on his desk. It's called B-roll, and it turns out a lot of Senate campaigns have put out similar footage, both Republicans and Democrats, and they let anyone download it for free.
They're putting it out there because they can, because it's legal, because it's what all of their competitors are going to be doing, and it's valuable.
That's Sheila Krumholtz. She's the executive director of the Center for Responsive Politics, a watchdog group. She says this all comes back to the 2010 Supreme Court ruling Citizens United. That ruling helped spur the massive growth of outside political groups like super PACs. Those groups can raise and spend unlimited amounts of money advocating for or against candidates. Krumholtz says campaigns are putting out this B-roll so well-funded super PACs can use the footage in their own ads. And the only reason campaigns don't just send the super PACs a DVD is because there are rules against direct coordination.
These groups cannot technically coordinate on the content. They can't agree on what it's going to look like. And they can't simply republish the materials that the candidate is creating. So they have to put their own wrapper on it. They have to do something that changes the material. But as long as they do that, they could, in essence, put up virtually all the information that the candidates have created.
So they're just saying, we just put that video out there and you do whatever you want with it.
Yeah, and it, of course, somewhat with a wink and a nod, because they know very well that it's going to be used. They probably know exactly which organizations are going to use it. So they don't need to coordinate. They don't need to break the law to get what they want and to leverage the overall hundreds of millions of dollars that these organizations are raising in order to get their support or to get them to attack the opposition.
We looked at Senator Al Franken's website and downloaded a file that it was helpfully called broll.zip. It had video files like Franken reading to children. You know, so, I mean, the campaigns aren't hiding these videos. They make it very easy to access them.
You know, the campaigns are being very transparent about it all. And I think that is telling, that they don't think they need to play games or hide. It's all, you know, the rules on coordination are so loose, the bar is set so low, that they don't need to break the law to get what they want, to get this kind of coordination without technically coordinating. All they have to do is send out a message into the ether, into the public airwaves. Hmm. You know, here are the themes we're going to hit, and they put their video on YouTube, and presto, all of these other organizations are soon running virtually the same ad.
I mean, the Federal Elections Commission is supposed to regulate this kind of activity. Are they looking at this? Are they looking at this, trying to figure out if there is some coordination going on here?
I don't think the FEC is doing much in the way of revisiting old rules. They're struggling to even create a response to the 2010 Citizens United ruling. So I would not look to the FEC for much concern or oversight of this. They set the rules long ago, and I doubt those are going to change, despite the fact that political operatives and campaigns are really dealing with a new world order in campaign finance.
You know, it already seems like candidates and campaigns are pushing it pretty far since Citizens United. I wonder if we can expect them to push it in ways that we don't even know yet.
Oh, absolutely. There are people who are paid a lot of money to look for the next best loophole, the next end run around the law, around the limits, around the scrutiny, in order to have their cake and eat it too, to influence the elections but fly under the radar.
Sheila Krumholtz is the executive director of the Center for Responsive Politics. Sheila, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.